Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 10월 27일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one is going to be talking about those things that we kind of look at, you know, vitamin drinks or energy drinks, kind of those little tonic-y drinks that you see all over the supermarkets and whatnot nowadays. But back in 1989, this was a hot topic. This was controversial. So let's take a look at the headline first in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says here, 일상 복용 드링크류, 비타민 등 강장제, 식품, 약품 논란 거듭. And so what we're talking about here is your repeated controversy. Oh my goodness, there's so much controversy over whether these daily drinks and these vitamin drinks and other tonic medicines or energy drinks are food or if they're medicine. So let's just kind of break this down because that's a lot of information coming in one headline. So when we talk about like your daily take or your daily, you know, when you talk about daily takes, you're usually talking about medicine, right? So when we're saying that 일상 is the daily. So we've actually had that so that 일상 생활, we've talked about daily life. 일상 again is the daily and 복용 here is to take. So often usually used with medicine, 일상 복용. And then they're talking about taking here that 드링크류. This is often like those drinks, those daily drink types, or vitamin drinks, 비타민, 등등등, whatever types of things they have here. And of course, tonics as well, things like medicines that you might take. That's those 강장제s that we're talking about. 강장제, that's the tonics. Of course, there's also things like, you know, foods. Are they foods or are they considered medicine? So is it 식품 or is it 약품? 식품, of course, that 식 there from the food, or 약 is the medicine, 식품, 약품. And so it's saying there's this whole controversy regarding it, and that's where that 논란 comes in there, the 논란 거듭. 논란 거듭. Over and over again, this repeated controversy is coming in here. And basically, the article was just kind of saying that people were kind of going back and forth on whether or not this is considered to be just a regular kind of drink that should be sold in supermarkets and at 편의점s and things like you saw it in developed countries like the UK at the time. They were just selling it in supermarkets. But a lot of companies were saying, you know, no, these have things like caffeine in it as well. And you need to be kind of much more careful with the ingredients and regulate them more. But, you know, look at where we are today. Now they're being sold all over the supermarkets here. You can get them pretty much anywhere. I personally do not drink energy drinks. I'm not the biggest fan of them. Even the vitamin ones, not really the biggest. If I need a shot of energy, I just drink a coffee. Not that that's better. But I'm kind of curious about you guys. Do you drink those energy drinks or vitamin drinks often? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 네, 여러분은 비타민 음료나 뭐 에너지 드링크를 자주 드시나요? 50원에 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 YouTube 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. And let's listen to our next song here. It's by Ellie Goulding, and it's called Still Falling For You. Fire and ice, this love is like fire and ice. This love is like rain and blue skies. This love is like sun on the rise. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we were just talking about energy drinks and vitamin drinks. And before I move on to these last headlines here, I just want to get your thoughts on it here. And Sophie says, I have never drank an energy drink or coffee in my life, but sometimes I feel like I could really do with one. No, Sophie, resist. Resist the pull. And I'm saying this as an avid coffee drinker. Do not fall into the trap. There is so many better things that you could be drinking. Coffee is my addiction. And don't fall into it. It's a trap. Just avoid it. Just avoid it and find a better addiction in your life. XONCT says, like, I would drink energy drinks when I'm sad. I feel like, well, does that work? Does that help? I'm curious. What is the effect on that? Yellow Ham, by the way, excellent name, top notch. I don't drink those. I don't have time drinking anything, even if it's just water. Drink more water. We are healthy here at the Genie family. Jay says, I like energy drinks. They taste amazing and are very good thirst quenchers. Ugh, you and my little brother, he loves this specific energy drink that I cannot say on the air, but he loves them. And I just, the smell to me is what gets it. I cannot stand them. And finally, we got a message here from 2021님. It says, 예전에 회식 자주 하던 회사 다닐 때 회식천 자양강장제 건땡땡 건땡땡 자주 마셨던 기억이 났네요. Thank you. Thank you for the땡땡s. I appreciate that. 아, 그런 것도 있었네요. I cannot say that I can fully support the 건땡땡, but I have drank it before, 건땡땡, and it may have helped me in the morning after a very difficult evening. But thank you so much for your messages. But as you know, we have one more headline to get to. It's a good one, so let's get right to it. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean. Gonna take this headline, break it on down, and give you those keywords and key phrases that you need in order to understand what's going on in Korea. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning in to Headline Korean every day with me. Now today's article is about something I'm so excited about. It is about Halloween! 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 할로윈과의 관련된 내용이네요. I'm so excited, you guys. I love Halloween. Like, I love it so much. So I'm so excited to talk about it. Let's just jump right in. We'll start in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says, 올해 할로윈은 이태원 말고 집에서 파티 용품 매출 쑥! I love that. 쑥! It's so much fun to say, "Sook." that's just saying, basically, we're talking about how this year's Halloween, so 올해 Halloween은, this year's Halloween, instead of going to Itaewon, as you guys know, Itaewon, it's a neighborhood here in Seoul, really popular for having lots of foreign-related, it's a foreign-related neighborhood, lots of foreign foods, lots of foreign-related parties, and certainly the Halloween festival is a big one. And they're saying, instead of at Itaewon this year, do it at home. And it says that the sales of party supplies, so 파티 용품, when we talk about party supplies, 파티 용품, those supplies there, is talking about the sales of it, 매출, going up. So when we talk about going up or down, that term 쑥 is kind of, it can be a little vague. So depending on the context, going straight up or straight down, it depends on the way you say it. But here we're talking about how there's been an increase in party sales. So of course it's going sook and going straight up. And that's great to hear. I'm glad a lot of people are choosing to celebrate Halloween at home this year. That's good news. Apparently there has been an increase of about 155% compared to last year. That is crazy. Apparently, the biggest increase has been balloons. Also, there's been a huge increase in candies and jellies, about 100% increase compared to last year. Also, wine glass and plating supplies had a 438% increase. increase. Well, that just means we know what everyone's going to be doing this year for Halloween, myself included. But and the good thing to know is that costume items apparently decreased by about 28%, as well as accessories also decreased about 38%, which basically is kind of indicating a trend that most people are going to be enjoying a simple Halloween at home, enjoying good foods, probably good wines, and not necessarily going out so much and doing the stereotypical trick-or-treatings and Halloween festivities that we're all necessarily used to. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy your Halloween. I know that I plan to, first of all, be working on Halloween. I will be filming, as usual. And then once I get off work, my plan is to have a very simple Halloween house party with my friends and watching Halloween movies. 네, 저 일 끝나고 친구 집에서 우리 간단한 와인 파티하고 좋아하는 옛날 영화, 할로윈 영화 보려고요. Can I say the which movie? 팀장님, is it okay? Y'all need to watch Hocus Pocus. If you haven't watched Hocus Pocus, you need to watch it. It is so good. 진짜 볼만한 영화입니다. It's on a movie streaming platform near you. So watch it. I highly recommend. That is my Halloween bit for today. I love you all. Happy Halloween. But I really had fun. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what you're doing for Halloween. Let me know in the comments. 네, 여러분, 할로윈에 계획이 있으신가요? 50번의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. And now let's take a listen to our next song here. It's by Joe and it's called Let's Stay Home Tonight.